What I'm going to doing on Wednesday nights is teaching verse by verse through the book of Ephesians. On Sunday night, I'm teaching verse by verse through the Gospel of John. So neither one of them's going very fast. They never seem to do it, but want to take our time in it so that we can learn God's Word. That's what we do it for. I haven't given a test in a good while, and I'm going to try to give you at least one or two more out of this particular. Now, I don't take them up or anything. It's just for review is what we do it for. And so be sure to remember that. I'll get that done probably this week, and I'll give them to you. We don't take them up or nothing. It's just a review is really all that it is, okay? All right, the book of Ephesians 4. We're going to go ahead and read what we're going to try to cover tonight. I don't know whether I can do it all tonight or not. I'll quit in a good time, though. Look at verse 22, Ephesians 4:22. It says that ye put off concerning your former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, and let not your wrath go down. Verse 27, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole have him steal no more. Rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. That means building up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So if I can get down that far, we'll be doing good. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight for this privilege of being in your house. And we're thankful for everybody that chose to come out and be a part of this meeting this evening. We pray that you grant the unction of the Spirit of God, and that it would be given in an understandable way, and that we would profit as a result of listening to your word. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen. Now what we're going to do is we're going to entitle this The New Man. The New Man. Now where we get that at is back right up in verse 22. It said to put off concerning your former conversation. The word conversation means your former conduct. The old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Now that we've been born again, whenever you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're to seek to put off your old man, which is corrupt. And certainly, when you're talking about the old man, you're basically talking about your body, aren't you? We sin in our bodies. And as long as we're in this old world, we're going to have trouble with sin. All of God's people do. There's no perfect person. The great thing about being redeemed is that your sins have been paid for, but that doesn't mean that we take a light view of sin. We seek to, now that we're born again, we seek to put off the sins of the flesh, and we seek to mind the Lord. You know why we do that? We do that because we love him. We want to please him, and we want to bring glory and honor and praise to his precious name. So now that we're born again, now that you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you seek to put off that old man. What's the old man? That's your old self. Man, I didn't like my old self, did you? I mean, you remember how it was before you was born again. You remember how you used to live before you were saved. And he's saying here, now that you're saved, now that you're new, he says to put off the old man, and it says the old man's corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Now, I'm still in this old flesh body, and now I'm changed. Whenever I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, there was a great change that took place. He changes you whenever you're born again. But I still live in this old flesh body. And you know what this flesh body still does? It still has bad thoughts. You know, the Bible says if someone says they're without sin, here's what the scripture says, you're a liar and the truth's not in you, because everybody does. Now, we don't take a light view of it. When we sin as Christians, it bothers us. But what I'm trying to say is you're not perfect. Nobody here is. That's why we needed a Savior. That's why we needed a Savior to start with. That's why it's so important. So now that we're born again, we seek to put off those old sins that used to take over us and cause us to drift from the Lord. Our body's still corrupt. But as you grow as a Christian, you get stronger. Y'all agree? As you grow as a Christian, you get stronger. And when you start serving the Lord, there's things that you need to do to keep yourself strong. There's things that you need to do in order to keep yourself strong. There's exercises. I'm not talking about physical exercise. There's exercises that you need to do in order to keep yourself strong. One of those is by reading your book, reading your Bible. We live in a unique time in history, especially here in the United States. We have our own copy. You can go back in the Old Testament, and at one time they'd had one copy in the temple, and they kept it at the temple. Nobody had their own copy, and they just had a portion of the Scriptures. And we got both Old and New Testament, all 66 books, and we should take advantage of that. And if you don't got a Bible, guess what? We got a whole drawer for them. Brother Hollis has got us a whole drawer full of Bibles up there. If you don't have a Bible, we would just dearly love for you to have your own Bible. You see me after the meeting if you need one, and we'd be happy to give it to you. Isn't it great to have God's Word? Isn't it a blessing to have God's Word? So as we study the Word of God, what it'll do, and as we hear God's Word preached, it will reveal things to you. You'll see things sometimes in a preaching service, like, man, I need to get rid of that. You ever see it? Have you ever had it happen to you? I've been preaching before, and you look back, somebody's crying over something, and sometimes you'll talk to them after the meeting and say, Jeff, that message was all over me. But I didn't know that. As you preach the Word of God, sometimes the Word of God brings correction. And as long as we have that old body, that's one of the things that we have to deal with. So what are we supposed to do according to verse 22? What's it tell us to do with our former conduct? Put it off. Everybody say that with me. Put it off. Seek to put it off. And that's something you got to do. Listen to me, folks. That's something you got to do all the days of your life. We always fight against sin. And we always will. There'll be a day when the Master will come. Either I'm going to die, or the Master's going to come. And when the Master comes, guess what? I'm going to be set free from the confines of this old flesh body. And I won't have no sin on that day. And you want to know something else? I want to live for a while. I'm not saying I want to die. But when someone's a child of God and they die, guess what? They don't sin anymore either. This book of Hebrews says the spirits of just men made perfect. Well, that's what happens. When a child of God dies, they're made perfect. Perfect. When Jesus comes again and we get our new bodies, we will be what? Perfect. The Scripture says, when we see Him, we'll be like Him. All God's people say it. Let me get off verse 22. Yeah, it's a pretty verse, ain't it? So we're to seek to put off our former conduct. Why do we put it off? Now, I want to ask you something here. I want you to see. Why do we want to put off our old conduct? Is that to keep saved? No, you're not doing it to keep saved. You're doing it because you are saved. Great deal of difference there. I want to put off sin so that I can bring glory, honor, and praise to my Savior. That's why we do it. I'm not doing it to keep saved. I'm doing it because I am saved. Great deal of difference why you do what you do. Now verse 23. It says to be renewed. It says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I looked this up and it says the better idea is by the Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is who renews. He renews your mind. You have a change of thinking when you're born again. The Bible calls that being spiritually minded. You became spiritually minded the day that you were saved. Boy, I can remember being carnal minded. Can you remember being carnal minded, just caring about the things of the world and living for the world and things of that nature? But when the Lord brought about this renewal in the spirit, in the new birth, you had a change of mind. How you conducted yourself was different than it was before. So he renewed you in the spirit of his mind. The book of Ephesians 5 and verse 8 says that we are now to walk as a child of light. To walk as a child of light, what does that mean? We're to conduct ourselves as a child of light. What is that? When we're born again, we're in the light and we seek to serve the Lord. Before we was in what? Darkness, and we've been brought from darkness to light. And the Bible says now we are to walk as a child of light and be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Now that I have a new mind, I have a different way of thinking. I have a different way of even viewing the future. I view the future different now too, don't you? Man, isn't it going to be, don't we got a glorious future? I don't know what my immediate future is going to be, but I know in the long run of things, man, I got a glorious future ahead of me, I tell you. And you can have the same thing too, and there's nothing any more important than that. When you're born again, buddy, you're set for eternity. And when you're set for eternity, that means you got a home in the Father's house. You got victory over death. You got salvation from hell. And you can go on and on and on and on. That's what the Lord's done for us. Now, do we deserve any of that? No. I've told people this for a lot of years. If I got what I deserved, the earth would open up and I'd slide right into hell. I didn't get what I deserved. Sometimes people say, that old Jeff Arthur still down at that church? That old hoodlum? Yeah. Yeah, he's still here. But I'm different now than I was then. I'm a whole lot different now than I was then. Who made me to differ? The Lord did. And he changes your heart and he changes your mind. He puts a change of mind in your heart. And you have a desire to serve and live for the Lord. And I'm not doing that to get saved because I'm already saved. I do it because I want to please him. I want to bring honor to him. And that's why we do it. That's why we do it. All right, let's get back to our text. Put off your former conduct. Beloved, as a pastor, I worry about people that claim to be saved that don't put off their former conduct. You hear what I'm saying? I worry about folk that claim to be saved that don't have a desire to put off their former conduct. I worry about people that profess faith at the same time they don't have no change of life. I just think there's something wrong there somewhere. Because when the Lord saves your soul, hear me, he changes your life. He changes your life. Scripture says old things pass away. All things become what? All things become new. Got a new reason for living. A new reason for living. So you'll be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He brought about a new birth. 2 Corinthians 5, let's turn there real fast. 2 Corinthians 5. Here it uses the term in Christ. What's it mean to be in Christ? That's the salvation place. Whenever you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're in Christ. That's the salvation place, as I said. Now, look at what it said in verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. If any man, that includes women, therefore, if any man be in who? If you're in Christ, that's a salvation place, ain't it? If any man be, where at? In Christ. How do you get in Christ, beloved? It's a faith access. You get in by faith. So if any man be in Christ, what does it say about him in verse 17? He's a new creature, which means he's a new creation. And watch what this says. Old things pass away. All things becomes what? Beloved, I look for people to be new. Old things pass away. Old lifestyles pass away. All things becomes new. Who does that? Well, it's the Holy Spirit. When you're born again, the Holy Spirit takes up abode in your heart, and he works in you. And there's a change of life there. There's a change of conduct there. And that's done to just for the sole purpose is because you love the Lord. That's the reason why you do it. You don't do it to get saved or keep saved. You do it because you are saved. Let me go ahead and let's turn to Hebrews 13. Now, if you can't find things in your Bible, don't even worry about it because I'm going to read it. Hebrews chapter 13. Y'all join this. I hope you are. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. We're talking about putting on the new man. And when you put off the new man, what you want to do is, when you put on the new man, then you want to put off the old man. That's what I've been trying to say. Notice what it says here. Hebrews chapter 13 and the verse 21. All right. Look at what it says. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. That's what the Lord wants you to do, is do his will. Now, I want you to listen to this. Working in you. Everybody say working in you. Who works in you after you're born again? Well, the Lord does through the Holy Spirit. He works in you. He works in you. Have y'all experienced the Holy Spirit working in you? Boy, he does. He works in you. He also seeks to work things out of you, like we talked about a little while ago. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. He works in you that which is what? Pleasing in his sight. How does the Lord work that in you? He does it through the Scriptures. He does it through the Word. And he works in you that which is pleasing in his sight. And you grow in these kinds of things as you're Christian. You know, when you're first saved, you're just a little baby Christian. But as you grow and you mature, you grow in being pleasing to the Lord, really, because you learn more and more of things that he wants you to do. Let's go back to our text now. Back to Ephesians 4. Back to Ephesians 4. Working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Now, when you look at verse 23 and it says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, beloved, you got to renew your mind every day. Y'all hear what I'm saying? You got to have your mind renewed every day. How you do it? How you renew your mind? Huh? Yeah, you pray is one way you do it. Reading your Bible, you renew your mind that way. Any other way you renew your mind? Coming to God's house will renew your mind. Beloved, you need your mind renewed every day of your life. Every day we seek to renew our minds. Every day we spend time in his book, spend time in prayer, spend time in his house. Every now and then it's good just to get out and think about the Lord a bit. You ever just sit down and meditate on the Lord and think about how great he is? All of these things is what you do. And what does that do? It renews the spirit of your mind. And we need that to be renewed. Sometimes we get down and we need to get re-what? We need to renew the spirit of our mind. And that's how we do it. We spend time with the Lord. Verse 24, that you put on the new man. You put off the old man now that you're born again. Now, I want you to understand something about this old man. Not me, but I want you to understand something about this old man. You will deal with him all the days of your life. Now, I've met people that's told me they've never sinned. I mean, after they got saved, they now that they've reached a point where they never sinned. Beloved, that's not true. The Bible says if you say you're without sin, you're a liar and the truth's not in you. That's not true. If you set the balance real low, anybody can get over it anyhow. You agree with me? If you set the balance real low, anybody can get over it anyhow. But we all sin. And we stand in need at times of getting alone with the Lord and renewing our mind. Y'all agree with me? You got to get alone with the Lord and renew your mind again. Get your mind where it needs to be. And one of the ways we've done that, we already mentioned, is through the means of prayer. Man, I'm a walker, like you know, and I like to walk. I like to walk out of hollows, you know, Plymouth Hollow and any other hollow I can go out where there ain't nobody there. And I like to walk and I renew my mind. I can go out, be real heavy and discouraged, and I can take a walk out the hollow with the Lord, and I can talk and I can pour out my heart to him and tell him how much I love him, and I'll focus on all the great benefits I have in salvation and all these different things, and I'm a whole lot lighter when I come out than when I go in. And we need to do that. And what did I just do when I did that? I renewed the spirit of my mind. I got my focus. Hey, you ever lose your focus? Remember old Simon Peter when he got out of the boat and he was walking on the water? Remember that? And then what happened? The wind and the waves and everything hit. What happened? He took his eyes off the Lord, then he sunk, and that's what happens. And that's why we need to renew our minds every day of our life. Because sometimes we get our focus off who? You ever get your focus off Jesus? You know what happens when you get your focus off Jesus? You do just like Simon Peter did. Man, he was standing on top of the water, but when he got his focus off Jesus, what did he do? He sank. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your focus on him. And that renews your spirit of your mind. Verse 24. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. It's created in righteousness and true holiness. I guess we're just like being two different people, aren't we? We have an old nature in us, but we also have a new man that's been put on us. Let me say it one more time. We have the old man still with us, don't we? But we also have a new, see here? We have a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's the new man. And you know what? There seems like there's always a battle between the old man and the new man. I learned that when I was in Sunday school, when I was a little boy. There's a constant conflict when someone's born again between the old man and the new man. Which one wins out? The one you feed the most. The one you feed the most is who wins out. You know when I learned that, right? I learned that, remember, can I tell you my Nanny Bailey story again? She was my Sunday school teacher when we used to have the class downstairs. I was probably four. I don't remember how old I was. And what Nanny did is she used that flannel graph. They don't even think about flannel graph, but that's what they nobody knows what that is. They think it's a shirt or something. But Nanny would put that flannel graph up, and she showed the difference between the old and the new nature to us kids, and I still remember it. And she said, now, here he had two fighting men. That's what she had. And she said, now what we're going to do, we're going to starve this one. and we're going to feed this one. And that's what she showed. And then she put the men on the board, and one was real skinny where he didn't what? We didn't eat, but the one that they fed, he was big and he was strong and all that. And she'd go, now, what's the reason why the one was so weak? And he said, Nanny, because they didn't feed him. That's right. If you're going to be strong spiritually, you got to eat. Oh, God's people said. Yeah. I think I was about 5 or 6 whenever she... I still remember that. And she said, now, we're going to starve this one right here, and we're not going to feed him and see what he looks like here in about a couple... Then she'd bring it out and say, still skinny, how weak. She's the one that taught me those kinds of things. To stay strong, you got to do what again? You got to eat. You got to go to God's house. You got to pray and be around God's people. These things strengthen you. The devil goes after the things that you need to do to keep you strong. Y'all agree? He knows what you need to do to stay strong. So he'll seek to get you so worldly minded. He'll take all your time up to where you don't got time to do spiritual things. The next thing you know, you're weak. That's why we have to renew the spirit of our minds every day of our life. Put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, that's the new man. We got the old man still with us, but now that we're born again, we're a new man now. And we got to feed him. We got to feed him every day of our life. He's created in righteousness. You know, beloved, I have a desire to do. Now, I understand about imputed righteousness. I'm talking about something else here. But I have a desire to do righteousness. I have a desire in my heart to do righteous. I want to do right. I want to live right. I don't want to bring dishonor to my king. So that is what happens to a person when they're born again. When you've been born again, you want to do right. Now, I'm not saying you're perfect. We're not. But he puts in you a desire to want to do right. I want to do right. I'm not doing it to get saved. I'm doing it because I want to please the Lord. I don't want to do anything that would bring reproach to him. I wouldn't want to do anything that would bring any kind of reproach to him. So we seek to live this way. This new man's created in righteousness and holiness, and it's all living in my body together. That's why there's a constant struggle. And sometimes we don't do as we should because this old flesh body. The greatest thing about heaven for me is I'll be sinless. I got a sinless position in justification. I got a perfect standing with the Lord. But I still live, beloved, I still live in an imperfect body. And there's a constant fight between the two. All God's people say it. All right. It makes you feel a little bit better, doesn't it? Makes you feel a little bit better because everybody fights the same kind of battles. All right, let's look down at verse 25. Verse 25. I don't know when I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit earlier, but I'm looking for a place to cut, but I ain't going to cut it yet. Now, again, we're talking about putting away. After you're born again, after you've trusted Jesus, he renews your mind. He renews your mind, and he gives you a spiritual mind, which gives you a desire for spiritual things. You know, everybody don't like spiritual things. There's some people you could bring to church in and be like, oh, my, about died before I got out of there. I remember being that way. Oh, about died before that old windbag got done, you know. Just wore you out. But when your mind's renewed, it changes how you think. you get a hunger for spiritual things. Y'all see what y'all know what I'm talking about? Get a hunger for spiritual things. You don't have to force me to do it or trick me to do it or pay me to do it. I want to do it because I love him and I want to spend time with him, you know. So he says, verse 25, here's some more putting away. Put away lying and speak every man the truth. You know, you're never acting more like the devil than when you lie. The original liar was the devil. Who told the first lie was the devil? And you're never acting more like the devil than when you lie. So now that we're born again, we put away lying and we speak every man the what? Truth. Y'all think it's harder to find a man like that now than it was? I'm asking. Is it harder to find a man or a woman? Is it harder to find a man and a woman that don't lie? Is it more scarce now than it used to be? Sure is. People don't think nothing about lying. If they can benefit from a lie, they don't think nothing from it. Hey, it's okay if you make good money off of it. People lie like crazy. God's people shouldn't. God's people shouldn't. They should be known as a people, as the scripture says, as a person who will not lie. And there's very few of them. Very few of them. So he says, put away lying. We need to teach our children to put away lying. Put away lying. Speak every man the what?
Truth.
Speak every man the truth. I wanted to get down to this because I wanted to say a little something about it. Put away lying. Speak every man the what? Truth. I can't think of the name of that preacher that you played, Don. Brother Don. Don Myers. Let me tell you what, we're talking about a young man. He was a preacher, but we're talking about a man when he was in, I'm talking about him when he's in high school, and he played ball with the Viper back there, you know. I'm talking about him just for a little bit. And Don was a saved man. He was a saved man in high school, served the Lord in high school, and everybody knew it. You know what happened? They called a foul. Is that how it went? They called a foul. A technical foul. They called a technical foul on Don Myers. All right, you still got me? They called a technical foul on Don Myers, who's a Christian boy. And the coach went over and said, Sandy Carr went over and said, what did he do? He said he cussed. You know what the coach said? Get them all off the floor. Did he take them all off the floor? He said, get off the floor and let's go in. He said, if you'd have said that about me or any other boy on this court other than that boy, I would have believed it. That boy's a Christian boy. He don't cuss. He took them all off the court. Now, that's a testimony. Y'all agree? That's a testimony. He wouldn't. And his coach, Sandy Carr, had such confidence in his cleanliness of his mouth. He knew he didn't do it. Now, that's what I'm talking about, and that's what this text is talking about with regard to God's people. Oh, God's people said, I like that. That's a good story. I don't like how him and the Viper done me down there when they took me to Mr. Carr and trapped me in there and done me horribly. What'd y'all call me? J-Cass and made fun of my hair, and it was awful how they done me down there. But we had a good time, and I heard that story. Let me give you one more, and we'll stop. Put away lying. Every man the truth. If you're born again, speak the truth, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry. Be ye angry in what? Be ye angry and sin not. You got to get mad at sin, you think? I'm going to tell you this is embarrassing, but I've told you this before, but I'm going to tell you again because it goes with it, and you'll remember it better. Last time I drank alcohol, I went out with the boys, and And we went under a bridge. And I hadn't drank for about a week or two, you know. The Lord was working on me then. And then they had all that beer there, and I thought, well, I'm going to drink one. I don't want them thinking I think I'm better than them, so I'm going to drink one. I drank about three gulps of one, and when I left there and I was walking down the railroad tracks to go home, the tears was running out my eyes. That's how I know that's different. It wouldn't have bothered me before. It wouldn't have bothered me before. I wouldn't have cared. But I was different now. I was different. And you know what I did? I did just what that did. I got mad, and I said, God, never again. Never again. It's been over 40 years ago. Oh, God, see what's there. I got mad at it. It's all right to get mad at sin, ain't it? Be ye angry and do what? Don't sin. Don't sin. And sometimes that's what you have to do. You got to get mad at it. You got to get mad at it. I think I'm going to go ahead and stop with that because I'm in a good place to stop, and I guess these other ones, I don't want to rush to them. Did y'all enjoy that tonight? I hope you did. I hope the Lord blessed you. You keep coming on Wednesday nights. I'm teaching through the book verse by verse. I'll give you a test, but I won't take it up, but just kind of a study sheet for you. So we'll do that too. The book of Ephesians, a tremendous, tremendous book. If you missed any of it and you want to get it, if you got a computer, you can go on sermonaudio.com and go under Elizabeth Baptist Church. I got 2,000 sermons on that site. So you can go in there and get all this Ephesians, all the studies that you might miss is right there on that site. All God's people say, let's all stand. Thank you for your attention tonight. Very good attention.